On to the eighth, as Reese Hemish, we will see our fourth different Morehead Brewer pitcher.
It's going to be Parker Trewin entering this game, the lefty for Morehead here in the eighth inning. We talked a little bit about it earlier. Morehead, their fourth guy, starting the eighth inning here. So you got to think that they're going with the plan of just trying to give the Springers as many different looks as they possibly can, keep them on their toes as much as they can, and hope they can get six more outs here.
Parker Trewin is his name. I could not read that writing very well. So there we go. I was just buttoning some things up on my end. It is Drew Van Loy due up for Cold Spring. Van Loy, Olson, Terrace for the Springers, as we're going to get Dave Hinkemeyer over talking with the plate umpire. As Trewin, fourth different Brewer pitcher last night, they used David Ernst for 5 1/3 and Cole Christian for 2 2/3. So 6 pitchers on the weekend. Cold Springs used 2 in the same amount of time.
Not bad. Good efficiency for the Springers, but we don't, I guess, know if the Morehead guys are done. If they were to, you know, someone such as their starting pitcher today, Ryan Olson, going 4 or 5 innings, he might be able to go tomorrow again for a little bit if they can.
Well, I guess there's 2 schools of thought, basically, Reese. As you could basically say, you have the Springer version with Pennick going 8 and then Femright going 8 as well. So they'd basically be done, or you're near done, if for the most part. As Matt Oy playing in at left field, as Jace McLean moves from left field into right field, is Jace McLean. So McLean in right, Matt Oy is in left field right now. Basically what I was poking at is the Springers have burned 2 arms, to say the least. Where Morehead, you could argue that any of these guys could maybe come back and throw tomorrow if they make tomorrow.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, like I said, I think that their idea here was just to give the Springers maybe some different looks here. It's working so far. A couple big hits for the Springers, but nothing crazy. As we were talking there, play just happened. Did you happen to see what went down there?
I did. The new pitcher, Parker Trewin, a little squibber hit back to him by Drew Van Loy, and he doesn't need a glove. He'll just stab it with his bare hand and throw Van Loy out at first base. Nice play by the pitcher, Parker Trewin. So one down. That'll bring Brad Olson to the plate for Cold Spring, as the first offering from Trewin to Olson that is missing for a ball. Got a score update on our sibling station, KASM, Reese.
Yeah, going into the bottom of the 13th out in Springfield. Looks like Bird Island finally gets a run in this one, so they take a 1-0 lead. So Watkins, the home team in that one, they will get one more crack at that one to score a run off Bird Island. Unbelievable game unfolding out there.
It was a sack fly that got the run in for the Bullfrogs, as Brad Olson squibs one to short right here. Nick Salentine up with it, throws out Olson at first, and 2 quick ones out of the pen for Parker Trewin, as the Springers all of a sudden down to their final 4 outs as they trail 4-3. Now they're in the 8th spot in the batting order with 4 outs to play with, so Barth and Hansen will still get an opportunity to swing in this game if it's in the 8th or in the 9th. Two of the better hitters, or the best hitters, if you want to put a mark on it, they'll get a chance yet for the Cold Spring threat.
Such a great threat back-to-back on those two. It's so much tougher to walk a guy like Barth when you know that Dempsey's going to be waiting there for you in the on-deck circle.
As one strike on Terrace, 1-strike pitch curls in there nicely from Parker Trewin. It was Ryan Olson starting. He went the first 4 innings. 5th inning belonged to Kyle Kingsley. He went the 5th and the 6th into the 7th when Matt Oye finished the 7th, and now the 8th belongs to Parker Trewin. Springers are seeing the staff of the Morehead Brewers as the 0-2 pitch fouled off by Terrace. Jaron on the day had that single his last time up, walked the time before that in a flyout. 1-for-2 on the day. As the lefty Trewin ready, his 0-2 offering to Terrace, missing up and away. As the count now moves to 1-2. 1-2 the count. Springers with 3 runs on 10 hits. Committed an error. Left 9 on base. 0-2 pitch. Cut on and missed. Terrace is out on strikes. It's a clean 1-2-3 eighth inning for Parker Trewin and the Moorhead Brewers. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on for Cold Spring. On to the bottom of the eighth, coming up in 1 minute. It is a 4-3 ball game in favor of Moorhead right here on Total Country Bob FM. Bottom of the eighth, bottom of the order for Moorhead, as it is a 4-3 ball game, and it's Zach Femright back out there for Cold Spring, and Reese's got one mission, trying to keep it a one-run game for his boys heading into the ninth.
We've seen this rubber arm in the past. This is nothing new from Femright. Us kind of, not so much second-guessing, but thinking, okay, this should probably do it, and then we see him again, and then we see him again, and we see him again, and you know, I've gotten to the point in my life where if the Springers were to post a couple runs here in the top of the ninth, I'd just assume Femright's coming out for the bottom.
As it is a 0-2 count right now to Brant Kolpak, as Kolpak hits it on the ground towards short. Easy second hop for Barth. Throw across the diamond in time. 6-3 to get the leader for out number one after that rough start to the sixth inning, Reese, where it went hit by a pitch, single, double, single, single. He has since retired his last seven. So just needs to kind of work some stuff out every now and then. I mean, there was that 2015 state tournament I remember where he threw the Thursday night game and the Saturday game in the opening weekend where you and I were basically in awe. He didn't win both of those, but he kept them in. He got the win in one and kept him in the other one, where it's the guy's tough to deny sometimes.
And even in that weekend, too, that was facing a good, I believe that loss was to Dundas, who ended up winning state that year. So you lose to the eventual state champs when you're pitching your second game of the weekend. I don't think anyone can complain with that pitching performance. But that was the tournament that kind of started this Springer trend that we've been seeing. They've been doing a lot better lately, but it's always just one little play, it seems like, that doesn't go their way that ends up costing them.
There was a miscommunication and a pop-up in the outfield that game at Dick Putz Field, I remember, where I think it was Jungles and Hansen and Hinkemeyer all coming on, and the ball ended up dropping and scoring a couple runs as Cold Spring ended up taking third that year.
I believe it was actually Tyler Geisinger on that one.
Oh, yeah.
He was in center for that. Jungles in left and just...
Hinkemeyer at short.
Yeah, some miscommunication, I should say, and that brought in the game-deciding run.
2-1 pitch is punched into short left center field. Olsen coming on with a little cloud cover. He makes the catch to retire. Chandler Ibach, F7 for out number two. So two down, and Nick Salantine to the plate.
I've been pretty impressed with Brad Olsen out there. We've been talking about him a lot today. He's a very good first baseman. He can play a lot of positions. He can play corner outfield. He could probably still play third if he had to. But, you know, he's one of those guys, they just like him in the outfield. He's got a good stick. He doesn't cause you any harm out there. But he's done a great job fielding that position so far today.
Two down. Salantine to the plate as he pops one up into short right field. Fox out. Dempsey over. That ball will drop foul as nobody able to reel that one in. For the Springers in the ninth, it'll be Jungles, Hansen, and Fox. So somebody's got to reach for Jordan Barth to get into the batter's box. Barth doesn't have that chance yet, unless one of those guys reach. Hansen does get a shot at it, as does Jungles, who had a nice first game for us. One strike the count on Nick Salantine. Nick Salantine, that pitch missing high for a ball. Femright's ninth inning of work on the day, eighth here in game number two, because he closed the door, got the final three outs in the first game. As Femright's 1-1 pitch hit on the ground towards short. Barth is up with it, throws across the diamond, 6-3. Reese Zach Femright did his job, and the Springers will have a chance in the eighth, or in the ninth, excuse me.
Typical Femright, you know, this game's been a pretty good indication. He gives up one run in the first, comes back to get out of that inning with the 6-4-3, has a nightmare sixth inning, and gives up three runs in that one. But like you said, he comes back to retire everybody in the sixth, seventh, and eighth after that, the final nine hitters in this game that he's faced so far. So it's been rough for him, but he's been doing what he's been doing.
Three up, three down for Moorhead in the eighth. 4-3, Moorhead leads. Last wraps for the Springers, trying to stay alive. That's coming up in 1 minute here on Bob FM.
Top of the ninth.
Last wraps for Cold Spring, and it starts with Alex Jungles. It'll be Jungles, Brian Hansen, Garrett Fox for the Springers as they're trying to push one across to tie this game up. Parker Trewin quickly getting ahead of Jungles on two foul balls as Jungles fouling the first two off. Alex in a hole at 0-2. He struck out in the second inning against Ryan Olson. He flew out to first in the fourth, doubled and scored in the seventh inning. 1-for-3 on the day for Juggy. He's in a hole at 0-2. 0-2 pitch. That is nice job biting that off right there by Jungles. As that ball, I don't know how he hit that. It appeared that Chandler Ibach had that thing in his glove when he hit it.
Yeah, high curveball. Just try to sit back on it as long as it can. A little lackluster from Jungles, but doesn't have to look pretty. You're just trying to fight it off and stay alive, which he did.
0-2 the count. As the 0-2 pitch to Jungles, that is squibbed into short right field. Out to make the catch on the outfield grass is Brant Kolpak, and that all-important leadoff first out for Parker Trevin and Moorhead here in the ninth.
He's gotten four outs so far in this one, Trevin. A ground ball back to him, a lazy ground ball to short, and a strikeout, and that little lazy fly ball. So doing a good job so far to induce.
As Hansen steps into the batter's box. Two for four on the day. As the first pitch from Trevin is in there for a strike. Brian's last time up was a two-run home run to left center, his third of the tournament. 0-1 the count. He singled and scored in the third inning as well. A couple bounce outs to short in there as that pitch is hit on the ground towards second. Backhanded by second baseman Kolpak. Throw to first is in time, and the Springers are down to their final out.
Really nice play by Kolpak going to his right up the middle to get that ball around second base. Kind of took a bad hop on him at the end, kind of crept up on him a little bit, but he gets that glove out in time. A little sliding turn over to first, and Peschel makes the play.
So two down. And Garrett Fox to the plate for Cold Spring. Their hopes fall on his shoulders as the first offering to Fox is in there for a strike from Parker Trevin. He goes right at him. Moorhead trying to advance into a top two finish. They're not away from doing so. Springers need to get busy down to their final out as the one strike pitch just missing low right there. Evens our count up at 1-1. The very dangerous Jordan Barth in the on-deck circle for Cold Spring. He's got two more hits here this evening. As the 1-1 pitch to Fox is cut on and missed, Springer's down to their final strike. 1-2 the count. Fox steps in. 4-3 our score. Top of the ninth inning. 1-2. Trevin rocks and fires. 1-2 pitch. That's fouled away by Fox. He hangs in there. Wouldn't be surprised if we see a couple more of those from Garrett Fox. Staying tough.
He won't go down easy.
Never seems to.
He dies hard.
As the 1-2 part two. Trevin's 1-2 pitch. Off speed. Hit up the middle. Can that get through? That does bleed through. And there's hope in Cold Spring. The old 17 hopper up the gut keeps the dream alive for the Springers. And Jordan Barth into the batter's box.
Might be a squibber, Texas leaguer, CNI, can of worms, whatever you want to call it. It wasn't the prettiest, but that's all Garrett Fox needed right there. You're trying to get this game back into the hands of Jordan Barth and Joe Dempsey, which is what he's doing here.
Second hit of the afternoon for Barth. See the left fielder, Matt Oye's got the glove up. Reese, this must be that time of the day with Mr. Sun. As Trevin's first offering to Barth, missing away. Tying run at first base for Cold Spring. They scored 1 in the 3rd, 2 in the 7th. Barth had the RBI back in the third inning. He doubled in the first, RBI single in the third as that 1-0 pitch missing off the plate, now 2-0. And if you're Parker Trevin, I would not try to get cute here on 2-0.
No, it's probably exactly where you thought this at-bat was going to go here. And now he's just got to keep it going and think to not give Barth a single thing that he could hit here.
Fox with above average speed at first as the 2-0 pitch is hit on the ground towards third. Long hop by the third baseman who goes to second in time. And Moorhead has eliminated the Cold Spring Springers to advance to a top two finish in the 2020 Class B State Amateur Baseball Tournament. They had the guy up there they wanted, Reese, but you can't always have three hits every game.
It's true. And, you know, he even got the count he wanted, getting up 2-0 on that one. Like we were thinking, probably wasn't going to get a great pitch to hit on 2-0, but saw something he liked and went for it and just trying to keep this game going a little longer. But Tanner Adam makes a nice play. Kolpak there to cover second. And really a good job by Parker Trevin coming in to close the door here on the Springer season.
A state record 10th third place finish for the Cold Spring Springers. They add to their state record with they had 9 coming in, which was a record, and that's number 10.
Pretty good season. Like we said, this has been such a weird year for baseball. I know with the Springers losing some guys, kind of turning over the page, and even in the sense of thinking, hey, tell them before the tournament they're going to lose Joey Stock for pretty much the whole thing and still take third, they'll take it. One interesting thing, and I know that this is a stat that the Springers like a lot, they have been to 2 state championships in every decade since the 70s. And I know what you're thinking, well, this is a new decade, Reese, and that's exactly why I'm bringing it up. So this would have been a good chance for them right in the first year of the 20s, as weird as that sounds, the 2020s, to get a chance to go to that state championship game. But unfortunately, they fall just one game short.
Do you have them for 8 times finishing third or 9?
I thought it was 9 going into this year.
Okay.
And I thought when I was going through the records there, I thought I saw they had 8. But when we're on the commercial break here, I will check.
Okay. Well, we'll get that buttoned up for you, and we will name our Albany and Richmond A&W postgame show and wrap up the Cold Spring Springers State Tournament. Coming up, a tough loss today. That was a battle, but we'll wrap it up for you. Hear from the Joe on KASM. Albany and Richmond A&W postgame show right here on Total Country. Bob FM is our final score once again. 4-3 in favor of the Moorhead Brewers in 2 hours and 19 minutes. They just keep it moving in B-ball, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to get guys struggling to throw strikes. You're not going to see a team let a guy go out there who's getting killed. Every team has enough pitching where if you're not getting the job done, they're just going to go to the next guy down. Plays are made for the most part, not too many errors, and balls put in play. Got to love the quick games.
Unofficial totals.
For the Springers, they had 3 runs on 11 hits, committed 2 errors, left 9 men on base in this afternoon's second contest. For the Moorhead Brewers, 4 runs on 9 hits. They played errorless baseball and left 8 men on base in that one. So Moorhead, 3 errors the first time they played the Springers, but 0 today, and that seems to be the difference.
The winning pitcher today was Kyle Kingsley. Kingsley gets the W for the Brewers. Loss of the day has to go to Zach Femright. And Zach, that's kind of a tough luck loss right there, Reese. I mean, he kept his squad in it throughout the game. He battled, and he, you know, the old war horse did it for him one more time, just couldn't get the sticks going again.
Yeah, and just one tough inning. You know, he gives up that first run in the first, comes back second, third, fourth, fifth, nothing really unscathed all those innings. And then the sixth, just that inning from hell, starts with the hit batsman. You young pitchers listening at home, you don't want to do that. Those always come back to kill you, and that's exactly what happened here. So that 3-run sixth inning for Moorhead proves to be the decider as they come away victorious.
A victory for Moorhead. They will play Chanhassen tomorrow at 1. If they win that game, it'll be a true state championship game coming up at 4 o'clock after that. As it's a bronze finish, a state record. It is, we did check, the 9th third-place state tournament finish for the Cold Spring Springers. 8 was their record before, for their record, and now they have 9. It's not where you want to be, but that's still pretty darn good.
Yeah, and that, as we said, 9 state championships, 4 second places, and 9 third places. That's 22 times placing in the state tournament. Take it from somebody whose favorite team has placed 0 times in the state tournament. You would love, any team would love to say we've placed 22 times here. So another great job by the Springers. I know that we kind of put them on a pedestal sometimes. It's almost like it doesn't feel disappointing when they don't win at all, but it's almost like, oh, man, they were so close and right there. But, you know, like we said, this is a rough year for them. This is such a weird summer for baseball. So hopefully they gained a little bit and can come back next year and build off that third-place finish.
You know, they've got the old guards. They've got the Van Loys. They've got, of course, Femright out there, Dempsey. But this isn't an old team by any means. I mean, their state tournament winning pitcher 3 times is Nick Pennock. He's still in college. Jordan Barth, their best hitter, still in college. Brian Hansen's maybe 30 years old. Like, this isn't an aging team. I think this was maybe an inspiration for the boys from Cold Spring. They'll look back at 2020 and say, hey, that was kind of our building block.
Yeah, you know, how many times you see a team completely change over to the new guard of players? And not that the Springers did that, but when you get those changes, sometimes your season can completely fall off and you just kind of have to shrug and say, well, we were trying to build something up, gave some kids some innings, some guys some at-bats. And I feel like that's what this kind of year for the Springers was. So to end up still in third place, that's going to do. That'll be fine.
Quite the accomplishment for Dave Hinkemeyer, Tim Milius, and the entire squad. Congratulations to those guys. With the Springers loss and the Watkins loss, 1-0 in 13 innings, tomorrow's game for the Cold Spring Rockies against the Bemidji Blue Ox will be heard on KASM at 3 o'clock, live from Springfield's Riverside Park with Kurt Hemish and yours truly. That game coming up is you just get to drink beer and be a fan tomorrow.
One of my favorite things to do, just be a fan. Got to love it.
Some guys got it all, and you are some guys. What is the we got to get down to business and get the heck out of here. The Albany and Richmond AW postgame player of the game, Reese, who you got?
Today, for the second game of the day for the Springers, it is going to go to Brian Hansen. He had that two-run home run in the seventh inning. Today, he finishes the day 2-for-5 with 2 RBIs and 2 runs scored. So he was a big part of their offense, and he's going to come away with $10 to Albany and Richmond A&W. Lucky cat.
Congratulations to Brian. He gets that certificate to redeem at Albany and Richmond A&W. Congratulations, Brian. You enjoy your A-dubs. You and Alex Jungles can go there and enjoy together. Who got it game one? Penick got it game one as well, right?
Yes, he did. Yep, yeah. Had to give it to the pitcher. Penick, sorry, sorry, Hank Aaron. I had to give the pitcher a little credit there. I know he doesn't like that, but I did.
Game
I did
brought to you today by our sports boosters, Gilliland Chevrolet in St. Cloud, Erkins Water, Viesman Trucking, Rambo, Tom Kramer Incorporated, Westwind Woodworkers of Cold Spring, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Willem Ringdahl, Woken, and Zimmerman of Cold Spring Avon in Albany, Cold Spring Bakery, Promotional Resources Incorporated, and, of course, Albany and Richmond A&W. They bring you the post-game show.